Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Bolo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me. Everyone try. Sundara Lala Balle Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alaka Shobe Kapolana Me Balle Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alaka Shobe Kapolo Sundara Lala Satiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Bolo Sundara Lala Satiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Chire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapula Mala Ye Pardole Chire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapula Mala Ye Pardole Pahirna Pita Pata Mara Shobe Nupura Rujunu Charananame Pahirna pita pata mara shove Nupura runu junu charanam Bolo sunera lala sachiru lala Najata sri hari kirtaname Najata sri Bolo sunera lala sachiru lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Radha Krishna Ekatanu He Nirvana Maje Bansi Bajave Radha Krishna Nirvana Maje Vissarupa ki Prabhu ji sahi Avata prakatai Nadiya me Kolo sundara lala Sachiru lala Najata sri hari kirtan me Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala Najata sri hari kirtan me Koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam Koi gavat hai Hari gunagan Koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam koi Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangan mein bajata hai koi Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala Najata sri hari kirtan me Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala Najata sri hari kirtan me Bolo Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me बोलो नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में। बोलो श्री सचिनंदन गौर हरि। सुंदर लाला सची दुलाला नाचता श्री हरि कीर्तन में। So I think everybody knows the meaning of Sundar by now, isn't it? Sundar means, do you know?
Beautiful.
You don't know?
Beautiful.
Sundar means beautiful. Just like we have Radha, Shama Sundar. He's Sham and he's very beautiful. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 527 years ago today, this evening, he was not Shamsundar, he was?
Gauri.
He was Gaurasundar, golden and beautiful. Sundara Lala. In Braj, when we want to call a little boy, then we say, oh Lala, aja Lala, come here Lala, aja Lala, come here Lala. We want to call a young girl, then we say, oh Lali, aja Lali, come here Lali, aja Lali. So Lala means little boy. So Sundara Lala, Sachidu Lala. Now who's little boy? Just like 5,000 years ago, when Bhagwan Brajendranandan and Shamsundar appeared on this earth, his mother's name was Yasoda. So we call him Yasoda Nandan or Yasoda Dulala. So 527 years ago this evening, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, his mother's name was? Sachi. So we call him Sachi Nandan or Sachi Dulala. So he was the son of Mother Sachi. And he appeared on the Falgun Purnima night. This day is Falgun Purnima, also known as we see outside, Holy Purnima. And now because of Mahaprabhu's appearance, we call it Gaur Purnima. So 527 years ago when Mahaprabhu appeared, there was moon eclipse. Now we heard that moon eclipse is a very inauspicious thing. Why in Mahaprabhu's appearance there was moon eclipse? Actually, especially in Bengal, when there's moon eclipse, everyone will go down to the bank of the Ganga and take bath, and very loudly they will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this was just to give indication of what Mahaprabhu's future mission will be. Exactly when the whole world was roaring with the holy name of Krishna, at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his appearance. But I heard on one recording, Srila Prabhupada explained, there's other reason why there was moon eclipse on that night 527 years ago. Because what do we call the moon in Sanskrit? Chandra. So we just heard Lord Chaitanya's another name is Gaurasundar. His another name is Gaura Chandra. So Prabhupada explained that ordinary Chandra was thinking, when such a beautiful Gaura Chandra is appearing, what is the use of this ordinary moon? He hit his face. The bitna sundar Gaura Chandra aray, he said, I'm Chandra ke kaka me, mucha pradiya. Out of shame, he hid his face. This Gaura Chandra, this beautiful golden moon of Lord Chaitanya, has appeared. He hid his face. And actually, we find evidence for this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this very Adi Lila here, Krishna's Kaviraj kept one verse. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana, Sakalanka Chandra Ki Priyojana. Kalank means spotted. So Akalanka, spotless. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana, the spotless moon of Lord Chaitanya has appeared. Sakalank, sa means with. That spotted moon, ki priyojana. What is the use of that spotted moon? Krishnadas has kept this verse in his Adi Lila. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana, Sakalanka Chandra, ki priyojana. What is the use of that ordinary moon? So Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata. Now you all know the word Nat. Lord Shiva, he's known as Nataraj, the king of dance. But our Brijbhasa language, because this song is in Brijbhasa language, our Brijbhasa language is very sweet, soft language. So we don't, this is harsh word, Nat. This is very harsh word, hard. But our Brijbhasa language is very sweet, soft, komal bhasha. So we say nach, or dancing nachata. And where little Imai is dancing? Oh, that one we forgot also. Because he appeared under a neem tree on that Falgun Purnima. Therefore, when Sita Takarani came to see the new child of Mother Sachi, she gave him the name?
Nimai.
One, because he was born under a neem tree, so he got the name Nimai. Other reason was that all the children before him had died. So Sita Takarani thought, if we give him a bitter name, then the Lord of Death won't come near him. Because we know neem is very bitter. So maybe Lord of Death won't touch this child. So they gave him the name Nimai. And his father's name was? We heard his mother's name, so father's name? Jagannath Mishra. Now those who have been in India for a while, you know Mishra means Brahmin. So Lord Chaitanya's name became Nimai Pandit. What name?
Nimai
Pandit. So anyway, Nimai Pandit, he's always dancing. Where is he dancing? Sri Hari Kirtan me. He's always dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is the recommended process. Always chanting very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadandigam adadanastrinandantai vridam yache puna puna srimad rupa padam bujo dulisyam janma janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktarin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ajana Lambita Bujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Visvambaro Dvijabaro Juganarma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro. So we've all gathered here today on this Falgun Purnima day. Now 527 years have passed since the appearance of Sriman Mahaprabhu. 527 years ago he appeared on this auspicious day. And where are we gathered? We're gathered here in the courtyard of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir that Srila Prabhupada established to broadcast the glories of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And where is this Krishna Balaram Mandir situated? In Ramanreti in Sri Vrindavan Dham. the place where Lord Krishna's eternal pastimes are continuously going on. This place is so sacred that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and wandered all over this Brajadham. And he, in fact, he revealed Radhakund and Shyamakund to the eyes of the world. And then he sent the six Goswamis to unearth all the holy places. Everything we're seeing when we go in Prikham is only by mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. He revealed Radhakund and Shyamakund before the eyes of the world, and he sent Goswamis to excavate and discover all the lost places of Krishna's mercy. So we're all sitting here today by mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. We would not be here sitting in this most wonderful place on this day if it wasn't for Sriman Mahaprabhu. And for Srila Prabhupada, who spread the message of Sriman Mahaprabhu all over the world. So, this last verse that I spoke, this is actually the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just as Mukunda Datta mentioned, that there's several works on Lord Chaitanya's life, and Prabhupada took Chaitanya Charitamrita to translate. But there's another work, Chaitanya Bhagavat, by Vrindavan Das Thakur. It is also very sweet. Though maybe not quite so philosophical as Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ajana lambita bujo kanakavadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho visvambaro dvijabaro yuga dharma palo bande jagat priyakaro karuna avataro. We know that janu means knee. So ajana lambita, lamba means long. Ajana lambita bujo. Now in Sanskrit, we not only have singular and plural, just like most languages have singular and plural, but Sanskrit also has dual. When we talk about two things, there's a special ending. Especially if that ends in an A, then to indicate dual is au. You'll see in the end of word au, A-U, au. Whenever you see that, then you know we're talking about two things. So he says, ajana lambita bujo. Now we could think that we're talking about two buj, two arms. But from the context of the rest of this verse, we can understand we're talking about two people. Ajana lambita bujo. Their arms are stretching all the way up to the knee. This is considered beyond the knee even. Ajana lambita bujo. This is considered a very auspicious symptom. When the long arms are very long. Ajana lambita bujo kanaka vadato. Again, oh. Now we can tell we're talking about two people. Because both of them, kanaka vadato. Kanaka means golden. Just like now the cleaning of Lalita Kund is going on. And a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, we were cleaning Radha Kund. And we discovered Kankan Kund. Very similar name, Kankan. Kankan means golden bangle. Or if you go to Ayodhya, you'll find one palace is there, Kanak Bhavan. Kanak Bhavan, the golden palace. There you will see Goddess Sita and Lord Ram sitting. Ordinarily we see them standing. But there in Ayodhya you can see Goddess Sita and Lord Ram, they're sitting. So Kanaka means golden. Virato means luster. They both have beautiful golden luster. We just heard Gaur Sundar. Ajana lampita bujo kanaka vadato. Sankirtanaika Pitaro. He didn't say Pita, he said Pitaro. They're both the founders of this Sankirtan movement. It's like our Panchagoda Prabhu gave a nice class about Sankirtan. But the founders of this Sankirtan movement Sriman Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It says together, Pitaro. As we know, this nice verse is there. Eshikadiya sabnadiya firche nechi gornitai. Eshikadiya sabnadiya firche nechi gornitai. Radha Krishna bol 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 re so bai. Radha Krishna bol 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 re so bai. Radha Krishna bol 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 re so bai. Pirchi Nechi Gornitai, but both of them are wandering through the streets of Nadia. Radha Krishna Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Krishna Bol. They started this Sankirtan movement. Sankirtanayaka Pitaro. They're the founders of this Sankirtan movement. Sankirtanayaka Pitaro, Kamalaya Taksho. Kamala we know, huh? You know the meaning of Kamala. You don't know Kamala. Kamala means lotus. Kamala means lotus. And Aksha means eye. Kamalaya Taksho. Again, oh. Both of them have eyes just as beautiful as lotus petals. Just like this morning when we saw the brand new outfit of Gornitai, we were seeing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nitin have beautiful lotus petal eyes. Kamalaya Taksho. Jana Lambita Bujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Visvambaro. Both of them are Vishvambar. They're sustaining the universe. Vishva means universe. Vishvambar, they're holding the universe. We know Lord Nityananda in the form of Shesha, all the planets are balancing on his head. He's holding up the whole universe on his head. And we know Lord Chaitanya, he's non different from Lord Vishnu himself, we know, is the maintainer. Visvambaro means the maintainer. Both of them are maintainers. Therefore, Visvambaro, not Visvambar, Visvambaro. Both of them are the maintainers of this universe, sustainers of this universe. Visvambaro, Dvijabaro. Dvij means just like Dvija. We know every year we celebrate which? Janmastami, huh? So this is coming from that Dvija. Dvi we can almost figure out, huh? Two. Because everybody has one birth from mother and father, that we have bird, bee, insect, cow, dog, everybody has that birth. Not big deal. But human being, when we take initiation into spiritual life, then we get second birth. That means to become Brahman. Dvijabaro, not Dvijabara. But Dvijabaro, both of them are the best of the Brahmins. We just heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father's name was Jagannath Mishra. And we know that Nityananda Prabhu's father's name was?
Harai Pandit.
They're the best of the Brahmins, Dvijabaro. Juga Dharma Palo. Not Pal, but Palo, both of them. Now we heard this word Pal before, huh? Gopal. Because previously these two brothers, they were Gopals. Krishna and Balaram, we see on the middle altar with their flutes, herding the cows. Gopal. So previous, in Dwapar Yuga, they were Gopals. Pal, Palna, means to protect, to nourish, to increase, sustain. So they were Gopals, taking care of cows, nourishing cows, maintaining cows. Gopalna, Gopal. But in this Kali Yuga, they've appeared as what? Yuga Dharma Pals. Previously they were Gopals. Now they've come as Yuga Dharma Pals. They're sustaining, nourishing, increasing, spreading this Yuga Dharma of Harinam Sankirtan. So previously they were Gopals, as we see on the middle altar. This is why Prabhupada says he made this Krishna Balaram Mandir like that, that people could understand that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they're not different from Krishna and Balaram. Only difference, one time they were Gopals, now they're Yuga Dharma Pals. Bande, Yuga Dharma Palo, both of them. Bande Jagat Priyakaro. They're the well-wishers. Priyakaro, well-wisher, means we can translate as well-wisher. Just like Prabhupada signed all his letter, no? your ever well wishers. So they're trying to figure out how to save all the living beings in this deep, dark Kali Yuga. How to save them? They've made such a simple process by chanting the holy names. Even if somebody doesn't want to take to spiritual life, still he's getting spiritual life. Just like I remember, we had one wonderful God brother named Vishnu John Swami, and he used to travel all around the America in a big bus. He said this bus was like a big fish swimming around this material ocean. And it would come to a big city. And then from the belly of the fish, because all the luggage is kept underneath in the belly of the bus, you know. So from the belly of the bus unfolded, all of a sudden stage came out, Esraj and Madanga and Kartal and sound system. From the belly of the bus unfolded a festival in the middle of a big city. So I was there one time, every day they were singing beautiful kirtans and Vishnu was giving nice lectures. So one businessman came up to me and he complained, every day you guys are here chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I go home at night, I try to go to sleep at night, and only thing going in my head, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was envious. I wish when I went to bed at night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna would come in my brain. See, even they don't want spiritual life. It's such Priya Karo, these two brothers, they're so merciful. Such well-wishers, they're given such a simple process. Jagatta Priya Karo, Karuna Avataro. Not avatar, but avataro. Both of them are avatars of what? Karuna. Karuna means compassion. They're so compassionate upon the fallen souls. They made a very simple process to get deliverance. So though I was asked to talk about Leela, actually, we were just in Kumbh Mela and we saw the place where Sriman Mahaprabhu met Rupa Goswami and Anupam. Rupa and Anupam both were there. So I was studying that pastime because we were there in Kumbh Mela, and I found one of my most favorite verses that I completely forgotten about. So wonderful verse. So this verse had just been bouncing in my heart, so I thought I would help you relish this verse today. Because when Mahaprabhu, he came to Prayag during Magh Mela, somehow Chaitanya Charitamrita says he went to see Bindu Madhav, but Bindu Madhav is in Varanasi, Baini Madhav is in, I don't know why, some funny thing is there. But one South Indian Brahmin invited him to his house to take prasad. Because Rupa and Anupam, they were there at Baini Madhav temple. They were watching Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstasy. Everybody was astounded. The big crowd was there. But then he went to this South Indian Brahmin's house to take his meal. So Rupa and Anupam, they came there and they fell down. And Mahaprabhu immediately said, hey, what are you doing there? Come here. So Krishna has saved you from this deep dark well of material existence. He's so merciful. And he embraced them. Then they fell on the ground. And the first prayer was that prayer we sing every day. Namo Mahabhananyaya Krishna Prema Jaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Krishito. So Mukunda Dutta has already explained this verse to you. But the next one is a very wonderful verse. Jogyanamatam Bhuvanadayalur Ulagayan Apkaro Pramatam Swaprema Sampat Sudayam bhute adbhut bhuteyam Sri Krishna Chaitanya amum prapadye. Jo agyana matam. Just like our Panchagodu was describing how we're mad in this material world for ignorance. Bhuvanam! Whole world is mad for ignorance. He was giving both of them, Mukunda Das both gave nice example how we're crazy after material existence. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has a nice song. Usually if I go to Mayapur for Gopurnima, because everything is so long, then I learn a few more verses from this song. Beautiful song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. If you've ever seen this song, very sweet song, but many, many verses. So you have to walk so far to go anywhere in Mayapur, so I just take my little card along and learn a couple of more verses. But he says, Dana Jovana Jivana Raja Sukham Nahi Nityam Manukshana Nashaparam Chajagramya Kata Sakalam Mipalam Bajagodruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Vidum is another Sanskrit word for moon. So he says, Bajagodruma Kanana. Just like you might have heard the word Nandakanana. Kanana is another word for forest. This is also Vrindakanana. Not just Vrindavan, but Vrindakanana. Bajagodruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. How many people were just in Mayapur? Then you went on Prikama and you went to Godrumadweep. You went to Godrumadweep. So just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. And what did he say? Dana. Everybody in this world is mad after money. We see they became so mad after money they made an economy based on greed and the whole world has fallen into huge crisis. So mad after money. Dana Jovana. Youth. Everybody worships youth, huh? As soon as the wrinkles start to come, then we put all kinds of creams and gels and this and that and do so many things. One of the biggest industries in the world is the cosmetic industry. Because we love youth. We don't want those wrinkles to come. Just like when I go traveling in the West, sometimes I see people's house and they open up the medicine cabinet in the bathroom and there's so many creams are there. And gels are there. And can't it be ordinary cream? It's strawberry, lemon, blueberry, and one cream for the right cheek, one cream for the left cheek, one cream for the right part of the nose, one cream. Probably what they spend on creams is the yearly salary of a poor person here in India. So we worship youth. Everything is meant for youth, Dana Jovana Jivana. We want long life. We're taking so many pills and everybody now has become big fashion. Everybody doing panchakarma because we want long life. Dana Jovana Jivana Raja Sukham. We want to have enjoyment like a king. Nahi Nityam Manukshana Nashaparam. Nahi Nityam. Now you can figure that one. It's not eternal. It's perishable. Nahi Nityam Manukshana. Shan means minute, moment, anukshana, at every moment, nashaparam. It's like we know, pritranaya sadhunam binashaya. Everything, all these things, wealth, beauty, health, everything slipping through our fingers at every moment. We cannot hold on to these things. Nahi nityam anukshana nashaparam. But we're mad after these things. What is that? Anukshana nashaparam tyaga gramyakata sakalam vipalam. Gramyakata. We're always anxious. We're mad after gramyakata. Oh, did you hear on the internet? I saw it on the Sampradaya Sun. This is going on. Gramyakata. We're mad after this. Sakalam vipalam. All these things. Dana, Jovana, Jivana, Rajas who come. Ramyakata, Sakalam, Bifalam. We know Fal, Patram Pusam Palam, Bifal, without Fal, useless. Bajagodruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Just worship that golden moon. Then he hits the real point. Ramani Jana Sangha Sukham Chasake Charame Bayadam Purushartha Haram. Ramani means young girl. Ramani jan nasanga. Oh, how we relish the happiness of being with young girls. Ramani jana sanga sukham chasake. But oh my friend, let me tell you one thing. Charame bhayadam. In the end, it is only useless. It is fearful. Purushartha haram. Either you enjoy licitly or illicitly, your mind becomes distracted from the goal of life, and your life passes away till death comes, and you realize I didn't prosecute any Krishna consciousness. Chaname bhayadam. Oh, what happened to my life? I spent it uselessly. Purusharthaharam. I never went after the real goal of life. So he says, whole world. Jo jnanamatambhuvalam dayalur. But he's very merciful. But everybody's mad after all these things. But, Ulagayan apyakaro pramattam. Now he also uses the word matta, means mad. But he says even more mad. Pramattam. The whole world, he was so merciful, the whole world was mad after all these things. But now he's made them even more mad. What? Swaprema sampat sudaya. With the nectar of the treasure of his own prema bhakti. The nectar of his own prema bhakti, he's made them, they were all mad for these things. Now all the universe has become mad. Even more mad. Pramatam. Adbhut. This most wonderful nectar of treasure of his own precious prema bhakti. Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya amum prapadye. We know this word. We've heard another form of this word prapadye. Huh? In Bhagavad Gita, what is that verse? Where do we hear similar words? Deva yusha gunamai mama maya duratiya mama yuvaye prapadyante. Those who surrender to me, maya metam tarantite. Very easily they cross over this maya by surrendering. Prapadya. Sri Chaitanya amum prapadye. I surrender to that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, yogyanamatam buvalam dayalur ulagayanapyakarot parmatam. He's made all this karm, gyan, yog. He defeated all that. Ulagan means he defeated all those things. Ulagan apyakarot parmatam. And he made the whole universe crazy. They're already crazy. But now he made them crazy for this treasure of his own prema bhakti. Unto that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I surrendered. Therefore, Bhakti Vinod, we just heard, all these things were completely mad after. Dana Jovana Jivana Raja Sukham. Gramya Kata Ramanija Dasanga Sukham. We're mad after all these things. What are we going to do? We're helpless. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Harinama Sudarasa Matamatir Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Midum. We have no hope. We're trapped by all of these things. Our only hope is Harinama Sudarasa. Just become absorbed in the ras of the nectar of Harinam. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give on this holy day. Harinama Sudarasa Matamatir. Just become absorbed. We're helpless against all these things. Jana Jovana Jivana Ramani Sanghas. What are we going to do? Nothing we can do. Helpless. Just like I was walking on the beach one time with Prabhupada and Dr. Stilson Judah, who wrote this book, Hare Krishna and the Counterculture. So he was head of the religious branch of the University of California, Berkeley, the religious union. So he was a religious type of man. So he asked Prabhupada that we were walking on Venice Beach. He said, Prabhupada, what do you do about the problem of lust? Because every religion has to deal with this problem. We also have to deal with this problem. Unfortunately, nowadays it's internet age. Everybody wants to know, is there some link we can click on and lust will go away? Everybody always asks, what do I do about lust? What do I do about this? What do I do about that? There's no link. We become lazy. We just want click, bing! The page opens up and we're free. No. You have to work very hard. Prabhupada stopped, he dug his cane into the sand. He said, unless you become Krishna conscious, then there's no solution for this problem of lust. Then he looked Dr. Stilson in the eye and said, unless you become Krishna conscious, there's no solution. So become Krishna, you're going to have to work. There's no link. You can just click, bing, oh, lust is gone. It would be so nice, huh? Well, we became lazy by this internet age. We want some link, we just click on it. No, you have to do the work. You have to struggle to become Krishna conscious. If you struggle, but very simple. Harinama Sudarasa Matamatir. You just become absorbed, just like we just had Kirtan Mela in Bombay and then a big Kirtan Mela in Mayapur. Everyone just becoming mad. First they were mad for material enjoyment, now they become mad for Krishna consciousness. This great gift Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give on this holy day 527 years ago. I love this verse. The whole world was mad, but Krishna Mahaprabhu made them even more mad. You can find this. This is Madhya Leela, chapter 19, verse 54. Jogyanamatam bhuvanam badayalur ulagayanyap karirot brahmatam swaprema sampad sudayadbuteham sri krishna chaitanya amum prapadye. So Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Actually, our Panchagoda was talking about we're intoxicated with all these things. Dana Jovana Jivana Raju Sakam Brahmani Jana Sangha, all these things were intoxicated. But why Mahaprabhu is giving away this thing free? Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that just imagine there was a Maha Chakravarti Raja. Maha Chakravarti Raja means he has many, many kings under him. He's the Maha Chakravarti Raja. He has huge kingdom and many kings under him. We can imagine the wealth of such a person. Because all the kings have so much wealth, but he's the king of all the kings, so they have to give wealth to him. Now one day that Maha Chakravarti Raja, because kings they like to do these things, he took some intoxication. He drank some wine, he became intoxicated. In his intoxicated mood, he broke open his treasury house and he started distributing jewels to everybody on the street, giving diamonds as big as a fist to a rickshawala. What is the adhikar of a rickshawala to own a diamond or a ruby or a pearl? No, he's just getting some chickpeas and eating, that's all. But he's not seeing, he's drunk. He's just giving out who's ever there, whether the qualified, unqualified, he's giving diamonds, pearls, rubies, emeralds, like this to everybody on the street. And nobody can stop him, he's the king. The minister comes, he says, shut up. He's the king, he can do what he wants. So same way, Mahaprabhu, he became intoxicated with this Harinam Sudha Ras. This Ras of Harinam Sankirtan, this wine, he became intoxicated. Therefore he's giving Swaspema Sampat. He's giving that treasure of his own Prema Bhakti to all the falling souls of this Kali Yuga. So this is that merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to, our only shelter is to take shelter of that Harinama Ras, otherwise we have no hope. And Srila Prabhupada, he spread this Harinam Ras to every corner of the planet. So like we see, we're being distracted here. We have whole Russian community here, even to Russia. This Harinam Prabhupada took. And Mahaprabhu, we know Mahaprabhu, he made the animals dance in Jarikanda. This is very difficult. We can tame an animal a little bit, but sometimes wild animal even he can't be tamed, but Mahaprabhu he made them dance and sing. But animals at least are pretty regulated in their sense gratification. Just like in September we see all the dogs become crazy. In December we see all the little puppies everywhere. So our activities are less than animal. And Prabhupada made all of us to dance and chant. Mahaprabhu made the animals, but Prabhupada made less than animals to dance and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsava ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande. So with these few words I'll put my mouth to sleep. Hare Krishna. And remember, it's only up till noon. By 1 o'clock, everything will be completely calm outside. You'll be shocked. You go outside now and look at the chaos going on. After noon, you just stay here and chant. Do Harinam. We have no other thing to do. Harinam, Asuda, Rasamattamati. Just become absorbed in the Harinam. Stay here till noontime and then you can go home.